Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Hey there. Well, we're at that special moment now, that time where you... did some of you come here to play the quiz? Nobody, huh? That's too bad. Maybe go up next door. I guess there's some kind of symposium going on. Maybe they'd like to try the What Do You Know quiz. Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do, though. We'll give you a chance to think about it for a moment. Right now, we'd like to know who can and cannot participate in the What Do You Know quiz. This gentleman here is joining us right now to do that. You are?
Mike.
You are Mike. I am Mike.
We're good.
We good together. You want to do the honors?
Okay. I've got bifocals. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Personally, I enjoy a good stop and frisk. Persons employed by the House of the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Nice job. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try that hand or hands at the What Do You Know quiz. This gentleman right here seems somewhat enthusiastic. Come on down here, I'll meet you this aisle here, and we'll find out if you qualify. No one has never qualified, but it's a possibility that it could happen. And you are?
Brian.
Brian, you're from around here, Brian?
Madison, yep.
Yeah, what do you do for Wavelength?
I'm a middle school band director.
Oh, you're the band director.
One of, yeah.
Do we have more than one here?
My wife.
Your wife is a band director, too?
Yes, we're both band directors.
Did you meet while directing bands?
In college?
Yeah.
Yeah, here at the university.
Okay. Yeah. Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I'm kind of a middle school band director.
What a good reason. Come on down here. You qualify. All right. Okay. Have a seat there. Yeah, make yourself at home there. That's your water. That's perfectly
fine. It's complimentary.
Oh, yeah. For your enjoyment. Everything here. Okay. I'm going to need a full name for you for tax purposes.
Brian Vanderblumen.
Oh, I'll just take the Brian. Yeah. Brian V. We'll go
Brian V,
okay.
Sure.
That's good.
I get that a lot.
All right. Band director. So you're on the summer break. Do you do band camp or something like
we
that?
We did, we do summer lessons for the beginners. Uh-huh. Like little sixth graders that are just getting started. We just did 2 weeks of that.
Yeah. And do you still start them out on the saxette?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we start them on all the real instruments. Yeah.
Yeah, the real deal?
Yeah, the real deal.
What's the most popular instrument?
Oh, the saxophone, percussion. The kids like to be drummers. I notice you guys don't have a drummer here.
We can't afford it.
Sixth graders should see that because we got a lot of them that want to be drummers. And
yeah. Drummer is number one, would you say?
Well, they really like it. They think it's going to be really
easy.
They're really going to get a lot of attention that way. I think.
Plus, it's going to be, how hard can it be? Right? But it's surprisingly hard.
Very, very, very hard.
From your first paradiddle.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, I took one lesson. and then we rented the drum from the drugstore near our house there, and I got a snare drum, and it was the first time I played other than on a pad, you know, and I could not stand the noise, and I got rid of it. I said, I'm not doing this. Really noisy.
We get that from parents a lot. Yeah,
yeah, this is from me, from the kid trying to do it. I was not made for the drums. Yeah. Plus, do you think everyone has some kind of musical talent? Every kid, you know, should at least try. Or
well, we try to encourage our kids to try because in sixth grade you don't know. Who you're going to be yet.
Yeah.
And so you should try a little bit of everything.
And it's a good thing, isn't it, just to have
it expands your possibilities.
Yeah. It's like sports, too, I think. You know, you always make, can you make the team or stuff? But everyone should play, they should have teams for everybody.
Absolutely.
Where you can all play and get some feeling.
Yeah. And not everybody's got to be a professional.
Right.
Sometimes you do it and enjoy it, and it's a break from the day.
Yeah. Is it hard to get a lead tuba?
We've been lucky. We get a lot of good news.
Got tuba.
Wide range. Sometimes we have a tiny little guy that wants to play tuba, and sometimes it's a big dude.
Yeah, cool.
And girls, too.
Cool. Where does all this take place?
In McFarland.
In McFarland.
Yeah, that's where I
teach. They have a very good band program, don't they, McFarland?
We like to think it's okay.
I hear that it's widely respected.
Well, thank you.
And your name comes up.
I'd be surprised.
Well, I think it would. And does your wife the same place?
No, she teaches in a different city, Middleton.
In Middleton. Nearby, I hear that's a very widely respected in Middleton. Isn't that amazing? Two widely respected band directors would marry.
We would not want to brag, but...
Yeah. And that's what brought you together, you say?
Well, in college, yeah.
Yeah.
Sat across from each other in the band and thought, hey.
Really? What was she playing?
A clarinet.
And you were?
Saxophone.
Okay, That was bound to happen, wasn't it?
Sure, yeah.
A few jokes about embouchure.
Well.
And so forth, so on.
And then some.
Yeah. And a little reed thing here and there. Yeah. I know you. Come on. Well. Got to say, so you know, not too. You don't go too far with that.
But don't want to give away all the secrets.
No. Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Well, and was it with love at first, embouchure?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it?
I'd say. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Very cool. That was that here?
Here in Madison. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about that? Were you in the marching band a lot?
No, I didn't do marching band. It's marching. Really hard. It's a lot of work.
I can hardly walk and scratch my head at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very time demanding, that group. Yeah. They have a lot of fun, though, that's
for
sure.
They have a lot of fun. I got the band book one time. Someone loaned me said the real lyrics that the band uses, you know, for all these songs, it's totally obscene, of course.
It's
and it's forbidden. It's a forbidden book. It's like you're not supposed to have this or know about it or in this
game. It's like a Fight Club. You don't talk about.
Yeah, no.
You don't
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I mentioned it now, and I forget.
Well, I wasn't
that.
In the band, so it's okay.
There's, yeah, no, I know. But I feel bad. But you got it back, so I didn't keep it. Ryan, some out there plays along with you. You know how the quiz works.
Yeah, I've heard it on the radio.
Okay. No, it's not on the radio yet. Oh, I'm excited about that. Okay. It's a general knowledge kind of quiz there, right, Sarah?
Yep. And if people want to play, they pick up their phones and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Huh? Oh, yep. I do, yes, of course.
They're,
I was just thinking that myself.
They're all in there somewhere.
All right, male swimmers in Denmark's Baltic waters have been issued a warning to swim with their pants on. The question is, why? What? What? Pardon me? I'm sorry, were you talking to him or are you talking to me? That's the question for them. Okay, so how do they call in to answer this question about what's going on with swimmers in Denmark? There?
They dial 1-800-942-5669.
Or they can sit here and find out the real stuff. If you want to know about that. Diane's on the line from Keele, Wisconsin. Hey, Diane.
Hey.
How you doing?
Great, how are you?
Good. Are you out driving around, or what are you doing?
Yep, we're out driving around. We're off to the Apple store to take a sick computer in.
Oh, to the Apple store. I thought you meant like the orchard.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, yeah. Diane, why do they have to wear their pants while swimming in Denmark?
Well, there's a fish that has teeth, and this fish eats like nuts and various things. And
okay. All right. I think that covers it really well without getting too graphic. Unlike some people I know that. All right, Diane, can you qualify for the quiz? Can you pull over or something? Because I worry about you driving and doing this. Because I don't believe in multitasking. I'm a semi-tasker.
Yeah, no problem.
Can you do that? Can you park safely?
I can.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you on the road or the highway or side of the road?
We are parked. So we're set.
Okay. You didn't park in the lane, right?
You didn't stop
in the lane. Don't stop in the lane. Put your flashers on. Some people do that. It's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
You're clearly off the road?
Clearly off the road.
Okay. Diane, this is Brian.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Brian.
Okay, and now you're our team now with that. And so the two of you work as a team. You collaborate on all the answers, okay?
All right, we can do that.
Okay, we can do that. And we have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Diane, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Let's see. I'm a teacher at a well-respected school, and he's a teacher. Maybe we should do the school one.
School? Okay. It's a well-respected category, as a matter of fact. How long did it take for the first atoms to form after the Big Bang? First atoms forming after the Big Bang, how long did that take? Was it 1.8 billion years, 100 million years, or 3 minutes? First atom formation. after Big Bang?
Well, it seems like it would have been pretty quick, but I'm no scientist.
I'm afraid like three minutes quick.
Well, what do you think, Diane? 3 minutes? That seems
or 100 million years.
Or is it 100 million years
quick?
I don't know. I was kind of, my first instinct was the 3 minute one.
3 minute, like an egg. Interesting. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Soft-boiled egg and the first atoms.
Sure. I think 3 minutes.
3 minutes is right. Yes. Congratulations. Good start. All right.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Diane, where is your well-respected school?
In Finalac. I teach at St. Mary Springs Academy.
St. Mary's Academy?
Yep.
All right, St. Mary's Academy, ladies and gentlemen. Finalac. Let's hear it for him. All right, we have categories remaining, don't we?
Yep, current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Brian?
Let's take a chance on odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Okay, the stroke used by apes when swimming. Is it the dog paddle, the breaststroke, or the butterfly?
Apes?
Swimming apes.
Oh. I've never seen an ape swim.
Nevertheless, nevertheless, Brian, the stroke favored by apes when swimming. Is it the dog paddle, the breaststroke, or the butterfly?
I would guess dog paddle.
Diane, you want to weigh in on this?
Oh. This sounds like a good guess. I have no idea.
Dog paddle?
We'll try. Dog paddle.
No, I'm sorry. It's the breaststroke. Wow. They do a very sweet little breaststroke. I'm sorry. I probably should have gave that to you somehow.
Well,
but I didn't. So that would be...
That would be one right and one.
Okay.
And the categories that are left are current events, people, places, or science.
Are those the categories that are left?
Correct.
Okay, Diane, would you like one of those?
Science.
What are we getting in the background of your phone there?
It's the radio.
My husband, I have the window down, handing the computer out to him, and it's all the background noise at Bayshore.
Oh,
Bayshore Mall.
Okay. A lot going on at Bayshore Mall. If you want to get out there real quick, people, you can pick up on some of that. I'm sorry, what did you say, Diane? What would you like?
Science, please.
Science. Okay, science. When neutron stars collide, you get one of the following. Is it gold, a black hole, or neutronade?
I think he made up the last one.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think that was...
I don't think there is such a thing as neutron aid. I think, okay, let's eliminate it then. So is it gold or you get a black hole? Or gold?
Oh, gosh. What do you think, Brian?
What do you say? Neutron stars?
Neutron stars. Neutron stars are stars that are collapsed stars, I believe.
I think that's a black hole.
And so you can either get a black hole or gold, which would be unexpected.
What do you think,
Gold
Diane?
Would be unexpected. Yeah. I've been binge-watching Gold Rush on Netflix, so I'm leaning towards the gold.
She's leaning towards the gold. Okay. Unexpected.
I'll go with that.
Yes, gold actually forms by the collision of neutron stars. That's why it's so expensive.
That's two right and one wrong.
All right, this is it. What's left there?
Current events, people, or places?
Current events, people, places.
Let's try people.
Brian, people. Okay. Least likely to retire. Is it wealthy people, poor people, or Republican presidential hopefuls? Least likely to retire.
Well, I think wealthy people often get that way by working hard, so I'm going to... I think wealthy people.
Think wealthy people.
They're least likely to retire.
Diane, what do you think?
I agree.
Yes, wealthy people. Holy cow. We did it.
Brian, you and a guest will be headed to Madison's historic Majestic Theater August 25th for a performance by The English Beat. You might even hear Dave Wakeling take a stand against global warming with a great dance beat.
Wow.
Diane, wake up every day like the What Do You Know audience does with Stephen Brew's hearty breakfast blend and soothe the way afternoon cares with rich and satisfying Costa Rican terrazu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you will clean up real good with a bar of What Do You Smell soap, redolent of sweet Wisconsin clover, pink clay, and sharp cheddar from Mississippi's Screaming Porch Gift Company, and gain immeasurable wisdom reading What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thanks very much.
Diane, hang on the phone just a second. Make sure you get all that stuff.